Sometimes the most unusual circumstances will produce historical debates. The recent rains that have produced, in some places like Madrid, unprecedented amounts of precipitation have also given rise to academic examinations. And today we're going to tell you about one. This event took place in Talavera de la Reina, a city on the western end of the province of Toledo. Talavera is the second biggest city in the province. It's an old and historic city, and it was famous and still is pretty famous for its pottery, ceramic style, a tradition that has gone back centuries, quite possibly a couple of thousand years ago. This style, which is also made in places like Puebla, Mexico, is protected, is now registered as World Heritage by UNESCO. All the same, it's an industry that has declined over the years. Today, Talavera is more focused on the tertiary sector, providing services to much of the surrounding region. Now, on March 23rd, 2025, the historic bridge, the Puente Viejo, also known as the Bridge of Santa Catalina, partially collapsed due to the swelling of the Tajo River. The Tajo is the longest river in Spain, following persistent heavy rains for days and days. The collapse made it onto the news, on TV, on the internet, and in the papers and on social media. It's a bridge which is now used for pedestrian use, but there was plenty of time to alert the population, and thank God no one was hurt. I have a special interest in this bridge because I've actually been on it. I've crossed it. I was there a few years ago. It's a really nice bridge. So it was a pretty sad, amazing, but sad sight to see that happening. Now, the fact that part of the bridge fell down into the river is not really shocking news to the locals. Over the centuries, it has collapsed at least 8 times. In fact, if you ask me, probably more. Historic records document repairs being made in 1625, 1626, 1815, 1829, 1835, 1841, and 1850. And even so, you can then see pictures of the bridge partially collapsed from a photograph taken about 100 years ago, over 100 years ago at the turn of the 20th century, after the river had overflowed again. And then there was another image, an aerial shot taken by an American Air Force plane during the 1950s, and the bridge was in a similar state. So Talaverans are no strangers to this situation. In the 1970s, its deterioration led to the closure of part of the bridge, and in 1994, a partial collapse again occurred, which was later rebuilt using bricks. The most recent restoration was undertaken in 2002, when the bridge was opened to pedestrians only. The bridge is often referred to as the Puente Romano, the Roman Bridge, and it has been a symbol of the city, though its Roman origins are subject to debate. And it's that very debate that is the core of today's podcast. And that's because most outlets talk about it, mention it as the Puente Romano. Even the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, when he was talking about it and announcing that they were going to quickly try to restore it, he texted it on some social media, I'm not sure which one it was, and he called it the Puente Romano. If you look on Google Maps, they call it the Puente Romano. I even saw a video which suggested that the newer construction and repairs gave away to the onrushing water, but that the Roman origin part of the bridge withstood the punishing currents. So, as the news was unfolding, a bit of academic backlash arose as historians, archaeologists, and architects alike began to push back. That little detail about the bridge being of Roman origin just might be a tad exaggerated. Is there anything Roman about it? The origins of the city go back to the Roman period when it was known as Caesarobriga. So it would follow that some sort of span crossing the Tajo River would have existed. Talavera has been, or was especially back then, a strategically important location throughout the centuries. But there seems to be little physical evidence of a bridge and no written record of it at all. Over the centuries, the bridge has suffered multiple damages and reconstructions, as I've been telling you about, mostly due to the various floods by the Tajo River. It even earned the nickname among locals as the Bridge of Repairs. And that was sort of evident when I went to see it, because it is true that there were all sorts of styles and materials sort of patched together going along the entire bridge. Now, chances are there was probably some sort of bridge a long time ago, by a long time, well over 1,000 years ago. But the first documented account of one apparently didn't come until about 1227 during the reign of Fernando III, known as Fernando the Saint. But even then, there isn't consensus of what he had ordered to build or if it was already there, and what really existed before that. Finally, we got to the 15th century. We know there was a bridge, and it was destroyed during some civil wars that were taking place in the middle of the 15th century, around 1450. A revolt ended up with the destruction of this bridge. So a new one, the one that basically is the bridge we see today, was built starting 1483, when Cardinal Pedro González de Mendoza, who was the most powerful man in the city at the time, authorized its construction. He sort of created a curve. There's a characteristic curve in that bridge. This bend was supposed to protect the structure from the potential flooding, but it doesn't seem to have done that very well. And most of its current structure corresponds to medieval and later interventions. And there are those who argue that the only part of that bridge which may be Roman are its foundations. And there's certainly nothing visible, because those foundations, the very bottom parts of the foundations, so they are all underwater. And even that assertion has been debated by some. In the 1970s, one local scholar published a work claiming that the original Roman bridge was knocked down during the Islamic invasion of the early 700s. He posited that it was done to keep the Christians from returning after being conquered. That is a possible reason, but it does seem like an extreme measure. After all, bridges were available to both sides, and so it doesn't make sense that the Muslims would cut themselves off from crossing the river unless absolutely necessary. But anyway, this is what I was telling you about. This bridge that we see today was originally, for the most part, originally built in the late 15th century, and we have images of it throughout the centuries. In fact, one great one was by an illustration by the famous artist Anton van den Wingard, who specialized in drawing entire cities around Europe during the middle of the 16th century. He centered and especially focused on Spain as he under commission by Philip II. He portrayed over 50 major urban centers in Spain at that time. They are amazing drawings, amazing illustrations, very precise, accurate. I was just looking at one the other day of Segovia from about 1560, and it's just amazing the detail that you can see of some of those buildings which are still there today. The drawing of Talavera included this bridge. In fact, it's in the foreground. And so you get lots of details about how it looked back then. Then we have another one by the great painter Bruegel the Elder, who did a study of the bridge from around 1610, although apparently he wasn't in the town at the time, so he must have just gotten the information from other people who knew the city well, and he just used his imagination for the rest. But anyway, the debate is somewhat open, but it seems that for the most part, the famous Puente Romano really isn't that Roman. There may be, well below at the very base of that bridge, part of that structure may have come from a very old Roman bridge. But once again, experts don't agree on that as far as I can tell. Anyway, the event has deeply affected the local community, as the Puente Viejo was not merely an infrastructure, but a historical and emotional emblem connecting generations of Talaverans. Its collapse represents a profound loss, yet the city remains resilient and committed to preserving its identity and heritage through the bridge's restoration. In response to the collapse, Spanish Minister of Culture Ernest Urtasun activated the 2% cultural mechanism to finance the bridge's reconstruction. This initiative, drawing funds from the Ministry of Ecological Transition, marks the first time it has been employed to address this kind of crisis. A joint commission has been established to coordinate the restoration efforts, emphasizing the bridge's cultural and functional significance to Talavera de la Reina. I'm sure this is going to take some time, but hopefully it will be back and running and functional as soon as possible. And by the way, just so you know, there are officially, I believe, 143 Roman bridges in Spain. So there are quite a few, and you can find them in some major cities like Cordoba and Salamanca and different places like that. So you can take a look at them if you'd like. So even though this one is not Roman, unfortunately, it's a nice bridge, and there are plenty of others that you can find in different parts of Spain. And that'll be all for this podcast brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the very best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.